All right, well, there we are. That's Troublemaker by Olly Murs, my absolute favourite track from him. And guess what? I've got him on the line right now. Olly, hi.
Thanks, Neil. Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for playing Troublemaker. It's great to talk to you.
Is that one of your favourites, or is that one of the ones that just drives you mad every time you have to do it?
Bit of both. I've been performing that song now for so many years. I love it. Absolutely love it. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than having new songs to play and new hits. That's the aim, really, to try and get more. And but it's one of them songs that changed my life, so I can't complain.
Oh, no, absolutely. I remember it coming out. Loved it. I mean, looking back, we're talking 11 years now, aren't we, since the X Factor. Did you ever imagine that you would become, and I'm going to hesitate to use the phrase because you're probably going to hate me, but to think you're going to be, you're fast becoming a national treasure.
Oh, well, Neil, that's a huge honour for someone to say that to me. I don't know. I just love what I do. I enjoy performing for people, and I've obviously got a talent there that people like and people like watching, and I've just been working my ass off really for years to just entertain people and have fun, and people like it, and I'm very lucky.
But I think people like you as a person, that's often the trick, isn't it? They always say, never meet your heroes, never meet your stars. But yeah, I'm talking to you now, and frankly, you look like you're in a changing room at a gym or something, and it's like your mates just having a chat after a workout. Your workout, not mine.
I had a workout this morning, but no, I'm actually just in my bedroom at the minute.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry about that.
We're even more comfortable, Neil.
Isn't it? But it is that thing, isn't it? That you've just got that style that it comes over on The Voice. You just seem like such a nice guy. I remember the lady who had turned up on The Voice who you used to work with. And it's just, well, obviously she knew you as the person that you are. So you don't feel you've changed?
I've definitely changed. I think you have to in this industry because it's so cutthroat, and you need to be, hard and need to have a strong backbone. And I think, although I think coming into it at 25, I sort of knew a lot about myself. I kind of knew where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, but I needed to get stronger and tougher. And I think I did quite quickly. And I learned to take the rough with the smooth and the highs and the lows, and that, and I've got the war wounds to prove it and the scars, and you just have to go on with it. And a lot of people see all the positives, but there's lots of other stuff that goes on. And I've been able to navigate my way around the industry and keep myself there. I think along the way, I'm still the same guy I was in my 20s, in my early 20s. I'm just a bit more of a businessman now, I suppose. Yeah. You could become an adult. You have more responsibility. I'm still stupid. I'm still cheeky. I'm still an idiot at times, but I make mistakes like we all do, but that's because I'm human.
And you talked there for a second. You said about, you've navigated your way through the industry. You've talked very famously about some of the stresses and strains and the effect it's had on you. And now here you are, you're out on an 11-day tour. It just strikes me, to someone who came to fame, came to prominence on a TV show, where, okay, there's a studio audience, but to be up on a stage in front of, 5,000 people, how do you prepare yourself mentally for that?
You know, weirdly enough, that just comes naturally for me. That is the weirdest thing. Performing live is something that just comes natural. So I actually love it. I don't get nervous about that. If anything, if there was 5 people or 50 people there, I'd probably be no more nervous. So when there's thousands and thousands of people, it becomes easier for me. But I don't know. I mean, your mind's a crazy thing, isn't it? Sometimes you can have your good days and bad days, but one thing for me, going out on tour for 11 shows, and I was obviously deeply and upset when we had to cancel the shows that we did previously have, and we had to reschedule it. But the fact that I'm still doing 11 shows, for me mentally, and I know for my fans, and hopefully for the people that are coming that don't even know me, I hope it gives them a perk, it makes them feel positive, it makes them happy. And I promise anyone listening that I will if you come to any of my shows, it will just be a fun night of music, and I'll give it everything, and hopefully walk away with a smile on your face and you've had a great time.
It sounds good to me. Now, you talked there, we talked at the start about you working out, and I'm very impressed because you've done a load of workout stuff, and it's you've kind of published your routine about that. When it comes to doing a show like this, a series of shows, I mean, you're used to TV work and stuff like that, where, and the voice, I mean, crikey, you get to sit in a chair all day. So how much training are you having to do? How much of a fitness routine is it going to take? Because that must be pretty grueling, being out on a stage in the light all the time.
You know what? I'm match fit at the moment. I'm ready to go out on stage and perform. I mean, I am 100 miles an hour on stage. I don't stand there and just sing. I like to move. I like to perform. I like to have fun. I like to dance. I have to be match fit for it. And also because I want to be great on every show. I don't want to be great for just a couple, and then for the next couple be a bit tired or not give it my all. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing if I am. I feel really fit at the moment. I've been training so much, and that's because I've had so much time on my hands. Yeah. I'm normally so busy. At the moment, I'm not as busy. So it's kind of, I'm doing more in the gym.
Excellent, excellent stuff. I mean, you've played Newmarket before. When you get there, do you get there early and just maybe a quick flutter on the nags? Is that a thing you do?
Yeah, get there early, have a little look at the book, see what the race, have a little punt on a few of the races. I mean, I normally just pick cool names. I don't look at the odds or, I mean, a few of my friends do, but I just come for the fun, you know. I've always said, if you're willing to lose, if you've got 20 quid or a tenner, if you're happy to lose it, why not throw it on and see what happens? So I've done that. So I'll definitely get there a little bit early, have a few bets, you know, soak in the atmosphere, see people, get a feel for it. And you know, normally you see all the women looking fantastic, looking fabulous in their outfits. The guys have got their suits on or they're in their shorts and little, they all look at their shirts open with their boat shoes on, all just excited about the day. And, you know, and it always been a fantastic night at Newmarket. I always love it. It's one of the best gigs to do. It really is. And I mean, you've only got to see the lineup of people that are out: me, Tom Jones, Rick Ashley, you know, Jess Glynn, Pete Tong. I mean, all these guys know, and I'm sure they all, like me, have done it all before, and they know how great the gig is. So, you know,
really looking forward to that. Before you go, new music, what are we going to get from you? New out of you? I mean, you've been busy during lockdown writing new stuff, recording new stuff.
I have wrote some new songs. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I've got some new songs, but I wanted to kind of wait until the madness was over and the unpredictability of everything's out of the way. And, I'll be definitely releasing next year, that's for sure, yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we had your one of your success stories on the show a few weeks ago. Blessing was on, and she had nothing but nice things to say to you. I mean, could you ever see you doing a duet or something with her?
Blessing was, wow, she was just like a force to be reckoned with. Like, she just had this incredible voice, and she's just amazing. I honestly really want her to be a success, and I think she's got all the attributes to be huge. She's got to put the work in. She's got to keep working hard. She's got a great work ethic. But most importantly, her talent's amazing, and she's got a big future ahead of her for sure. She's still very young. She's only 19, I think, now. So she's got a long way ahead of her. But yeah, she's got a good head on her shoulders. So, fantastic. Yeah, look forward to seeing what she does next.
Fantastic. And she's a team winner for you, so she's got to be good. Ollie, fantastic to catch up with you. Really lovely to meet you for the first time. Can't wait to see you in Newmarket. Good luck with everything. Don't pull a muscle in training.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to seeing you at Newmarket night.
You too, Neil. Take care, mate. Great to talk to you.